We had won the town, and it was still early in the morning, and no one had eaten or had anyone drunk coffee, and we looked at each other and we were all powdered with dust from the blowing up of the barracks, as powdered as men are at a threshing. And I stood holding the pistol, and it was heavy in my hand, and I felt weak in the stomach when I looked at the guards dead there against the wall. They all as gray and as dusty as we were, but each one was now moistening with his blood the dry dirt by the wall where they lay. And as we stood there, the sun rose over the far hills and shone now on the road where we stood, and on the white wall of the barracks, and the dust in the air was golden in that first sun. And the peasant who was beside me looked at the wall of the barracks and what lay there, and then looked at us and then at the sun and said, "Vaya, a day that commences." "Now let us go and get coffee," I said.
"Good, Pilar, good," he said.
And we went up into the town to the plaza, and those were the last people who were shot in the village. "What happened to the others?" Robert Jordan asked. "Were there no other fascists in the village?"
"Que va, were there no other fascists? There were more than 20, but none was shot."
"What was done?"
"Pablo had them beaten to death with flails and thrown from the top of the cliff into the river."
"All 20?
"I will tell you. It is not so simple. And in my life never do I wish to see such a scene as the flailing to death in the plaza on the top of the cliff above the river. The town is built on the high bank above the river, and there is a square there with a fountain, and there are benches, and there are big trees that give a shade for the benches. The balconies of the houses look out on the plaza. 6 streets enter on the plaza, and there is an arcade from the houses that goes around the plaza so that one can walk in the shade of the arcade when the sun is hot. On 3 sides of the plaza is the arcade, and on the 4th side is the walk shaded by the trees beside the edge of the cliff, with far below the river. It is 300 feet down to the river. Pablo organized it all, as he did the attack on the barracks. First he had the entrances to the streets blocked off with carts, as though to organize the plaza for a capea, for an amateur bullfight. The fascists were all held in the ayuntamiento, the city hall, which was the largest building on one side of the plaza. It was there the clock was set in the wall, and it was in the buildings under the arcade that the club of the fascists was. And under the arcade on the sidewalk in front of their club was where they had their chairs and tables for their club. It was there before the movement that they were accustomed to taking the aperitifs. The chairs and the tables were of wicker. It looked like a café, but was more elegant.
But was there no fighting to take them?
Pablo had them seized in the night before he assaulted the barracks. But he had already surrounded the barracks. They were all seized in their homes at the same hour the attack started. That was intelligent. Pablo is an organizer. Otherwise he would have had people attacking him at his flanks and at his rear while he was assaulting the barracks of the Guardia Civil. Pablo is very intelligent, but very brutal. He had this of the village well planned and well ordered. Listen. After the assault was successful, and the last 4 guards had surrendered, and he had shot them against the wall, and we had drunk coffee at the café that always opened earliest in the morning by the corner from which the early bus left, he proceeded to the organization of the plaza. Carts were piled exactly as for a capea, except that the side toward the river was not enclosed. That was left open. Then Pablo ordered the priest to confess the fascists and give them the necessary sacraments.
Where was this done?
In the ayuntamiento, as I said. There was a great crowd outside, and while this was going on inside with the priest, there was some levity outside and shouting of obscenities, but most of the people were very serious and respectful. Those who made jokes were those who were already drunk from the celebration of the taking of the barracks, and there were useless characters who would have been drunk at any time. While the priest was engaged in these duties, Pablo organized those in the plaza into 2 lines. He placed them in 2 lines, as you would place men for a rope-pulling contest, or as they stand in a city to watch the ending of a bicycle road race with just room for the cyclist to pass between, or as men stood to allow the passage of a holy image in a procession. 2 meters were left between the lines, and they extended from the door of the ayuntamiento clear across the plaza to the edge of the cliff, so that from the doorway of the ayuntamiento, looking across the plaza, one coming out would see 2 solid lines of people waiting. They were armed with flails, such as are used to beat out the grain, and they were a good flail's length apart. All did not have flails, as enough flails could not be obtained, but most had flails obtained from the store of Don Guillermo Martin, who was a fascist and sold all sorts of agricultural implements, and those who did not have flails had heavy herdsmen's clubs or ox goads, and some had wooden pitchforks, those with wooden tines that are used to fork the chaff and straw into the air after the flailing. Some had sickles and reaping hooks, but these Pablo placed at the far end, where the lines reached the edge of the cliff.